If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
All right. Demetrius Ivory is with us. Welcome back, Demetrius. How was your visit to your hometown?
It was phenomenal. I mean, the whole town was buzzing because of the Final Four, the women's Final Four. So put it like this. In Cleveland, if you pull in a parking garage and they charge you $5, you might go somewhere else. You might complain.
Yeah.
Whereas Chicago is way more. They were charging $40 and $50 just to park downtown.
Ooh,
it was pretty. It was big for the city.
Demetrius Ivory, meteorologist from WGN-TV, is with us. It's sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Yeah, the Final Four. Did you go to any of the games?
I did not go to the games. I was just outside, kind of. I became an Iowa fan in the end because I'm a Big Ten guy. So
yeah.
So I just kind of hung out with a lot of their fans, and a lot of their people came to town to watch the game. So it was pretty interesting. I wish they would have won, but it was, like I said, it was good for Cleveland and it was good for Iowa, to have this run.
Yeah, absolutely. And what Dawn Staley, the coach of the Gamecocks, said about Caitlin Clark and what she has brought to women's basketball was so lovely. I mean, it was just so heartfelt. And even though that was South Carolina's day, she still paid homage to the person that has brought a lot of people to the game.
It is. I should be more mature, but I'm not. I went to Ohio State. And we don't like Caitlin Clark. We don't like. I mean, it's like playing against Michael Jordan every two or three times a year. Yeah, you respect him, but you kind of wish that he just took the night off. So as a basketball player, I'm really going to be excited to watch her in the WNBA. Now I can cheer on her because I've never been able to cheer for her because she was always a team that like knocked us out of the Big Ten tournament or something like that.
Yeah, that's what the coach of LSU said to her as she's going through the line, shaking hands after she won. The coach, very colorful coach from LSU, says, "I'm glad you're not coming back."
Oh yeah, now I don't have to hate you anymore.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Demetrius Ivory is with us. We'll chat more, get your weather, all of that. First, Mary's got to check on current conditions and the traffic. 720 WGN. He's one of our favorites, Demetrius Ivory from WGN-TV, back from Ohio. Not just your home state, but home for you. So did you get food that you'd normally miss? Or
I did. So my family is, they know when I come to town, I'm coming with Tupperware. So so just be ready. Everybody make your favorite dish, and it's not going to make it back later that night. So you know how it is. When you go home, you get to eat. I haven't been home since the beginning of the year, so just got to eat things and all. Like saw my kids, like all the nieces and nephews, and they're all getting big and things like that. It was really good. And people were talking about the traffic. It was interesting because most of Northwestern Ohio was in the path of totality, so people in Northwestern Ohio didn't have to go anywhere. So there was this ridiculous, irritating traffic jam until you got to where 80 cuts off to 65, where everybody's going south and to Indiana.
Uh-huh.
Those people were gridlocked. But for us going through Ohio, smooth sailing. You just had to get through that section, which took a very, very, very long time.
We were watching all the coverage on WGN-TV. You had Tom in Carbondale. You were in Ohio. I watched the moment that you saw it. How did it feel? Was it as spectacular as everybody says?
Yes, yes. And I would say anybody who gets there, we've said it's not going to be back in the U.S. for 20 years, but there's an eclipse every year, a couple of them, actually. So if you can ever travel to something like that, go. It was very eerie. I know here the temperature dropped also. Probably not compared to there, and it went to complete darkness.
Wow.
And it was like a weird winter, like a winter overnight, it felt like, for a couple of minutes. It was very weird.
I'm kicking myself because I should have taken the time to go do it. So now we had Hunter Miller on from the Adler Planetarium, and he's going to Morocco in a couple of years to see it. So I told Steve Bertrand, put together a trip. Let's go to Morocco and see.
I'll put you on the bus, Demetrius. Hey, I have a weird question, and it might be really embarrassing, but I hadn't thought of it. We were talking about it in here. We saw the eclipse through the glasses, right? So when you look at the sun without the glasses, it's a big ball in the sky. And then we put the glasses on, and it's this teeny tiny little piece of pie. Can you explain that for us?
Well, first off, that is one thing that I really think that we all probably figured out is how powerful the sun is. Just a little tiny sliver of the sun being exposed, you can't look at it. It's that bright. It's that powerful. You know, even when it was 80, 90% coverage, you still couldn't look at it because it was so, it's that bright. So basically what we saw, I mean, that's just how powerful the sun is, you know, even a little tiny bit.
No, but Demetrius, when we look in the glasses, it was only like say 5% covered by the moon. It was a very small orb in our glasses. When we look at it in the sky, it's much bigger. Is that because the rest of it is just the light surrounding it, or why is that?
A lot of what we see for the sun is the sun's atmosphere, and that's what I'm saying. It's so powerful that just the atmosphere around it, the corona, is that bright. That we can't look at it, but that's all I can really say to explain it. It's that bright. I mean, the sun. I think that the glass is kind of obscure part of it.
That makes sense. I get that.
Hey, I've got a question. We were checking in with someone from News Nation who was at Niagara Falls who said it was completely cloudy until the moment of the eclipse, and it was like all of a sudden the clouds parted. And everyone was there to witness it. And that kind of dovetails into a text I got yesterday that they sent in for you. And I don't know if it can be explained, if there's any truth to it. In fact, it's from Jim in Wheaton. And he's like, look, I'm no trained meteorologist, but I need to know if this is a real phenomenon. He said he was talking to his sister in Door County. And as the eclipse progressed, more and more clouds appeared. And then after the eclipse passed its maximum, it appeared that there were less clouds. So this is his thought. He said, is it that clouds form from condensation of water vapor, cooler air, that equals more condensation, less sunlight equals cooler air? Yeah. So all factors being equal, is that possible? Did it impact the movement of the clouds?
Yes, it did. And meteorologists are studying this. This is by far the most studied eclipse event in the history of the world, because here's what happens. Okay, so when you have hot and cold air, basically what happens is the cold air wants to sink, the warm air wants to rise. So you would typically get, you think that you would get high pressure in that case. But, and high pressure would be sinking air, the exact opposite that you would need for cloud cover. However, I saw the same in Cleveland. We had cirrus clouds which developed, and then literally coming up to the eclipse. So there's something that is being studied by people way smarter than me, where we know over the area where there's where the eclipse is going, you're talking about cooler air, which theoretically would bring you sinking. But at the same time, if you cool the air closer to that point where where condensation does occur, so maybe higher up in the atmosphere, you're dropping it 5 or 10 degrees, and that's enough to make those crystals form, and you get clouds higher in the atmosphere. That definitely happened in Cleveland. It's something that they're going to have to study, because the people, I know that, like, you know, NASA's studying it. And I imagine the best way to do it is to look at the energy output of the sun and see how much that energy output changed. I mean, it almost went to zero in Cleveland, but see how much that energy output changed, and then see and then kind of put in your equation what that does to cloud cover. But yes, he and his sister are on to something. It does weird stuff with the weather that we don't have completely explained. We can theoretically explain it, but not completely.
Right. All right. Well, I love, good for Jim and Wheaton sending in that big long question. And yesterday the weather here was magnificent. It was warm. It was incredible. Do we have any more of that on tap?
it feels like spring, right?
Yeah.
It finally does. Yeah, so we are going to still stay in the 60s for another day, and then Thursday we cool down with some rain. But then we're back in the 70s this upcoming weekend. So, ooh. Yeah.
The nice. Beach,
we're going to love April by this weekend.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us, Demetrius. We'll be looking for you on TV tonight.
I'm off tonight, so there you go. I just drove back, and I got back last night, but, you know, I'm dropping kids off and things like that. So I'm on tomorrow. Alyssa Donovan, who is, you know, one thing I do want to say, for every meteorologist at our station who was there, there was someone who had to be at the station just in case the wheels fell off.
Right.
And Tim Joyce and Alyssa Donovan both were the people who did that for it. I was the person when Tom went to Carbondale in 2017. And so I got to see it this time. But, you know, yeah, so, you know, Alyssa will be on. So give her some support. She missed the eclipse, but he made sure that, you know, that there was weather on TV last night.
Well, that's important. But I think what Demetrius is telling you, Lisa, is he just called you on his day off.
I know. And I feel terrible about that.
Oh, no, I love these conversations, and I'll write it down as a comp day.
Okay, good. Have a good day.
You too. Have a great day.
Demetrius Ivory from WGN-TV. Steve's News is coming up next.